Man, what's up? You might remember the angel convinced me to do something I have no business doing, and that's giving advice. So on these lying lessons, I'll be giving you my opinion on anonymous questions and on health and relationships. You can take it for what it's worth, but you will be entertained. And if you're looking for the audio drama, go to season 1 and 2. I highly recommend it, because you know, that shit is dope. But right now, this is Lion Lessons. All right, man, we back. We back. Angel, what it do?
What it do?
What it do, man?
Why are you saying what it do? Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Mm-hmm.
Man, we don't ask people that, where I'm from. It's shit. So look, man, I hope everybody's having a fantastic week.
I have something I want to say.
What?
Where you're from, do they know that you set the town on fire before you left?
Nah, they don't know about that. Shh. Just exposing me over here. Quiet on down over there. Icebreaker for you.
Okay, icebreaker. You wait, no. You have to say it.
Welcome back to another week of Lion Lessons. Rah.
What was that?
Rah.
You sound funny.
That's not a roar. That's a rah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Go ahead. What is it?
Do you know how bikinis got their name?
Bikini.
I learned this today and I was like, dang.
Bikini. How?
So somewhere, some island on the South Pacific, the United States was bombing the shit out of. It was called Bikini Island. And from that, some French guy ended up making the two-piece and named it after that.
This is a dumb story.
It's a true story.
But it's dumb.
Look, I even pulled it up. In July 1946, the United States detonated 2 nuclear bombs at the Bikini. How do you even say that? Atoll? Atoll? A-T-O-L-L.
Atoll.
Atoll. An island in the South Pacific, which of course was big news around the world. A year later, a French fashion designer introduced a scanty two-piece bathing suit and named it the Bikini.
I don't get it.
The funny thing was, I was just watching this documentary about China and shit like that. And then it came up and I was like, oh, fuck. Today, I was this years old. I didn't know that shit.
Guess what?
What? You don't care.
It's a dumb story and you cuss too much.
Whatever. But hey, look, now you get to share it with somebody else. You get to share the dumb story with
I'm not telling anybody that story. But I have.
I thought it was interesting.
Well, I'm glad you did. Hooray for you. You didn't like history in school, so.
Bikini Island.
I got it. Now, listen to me. My story is way better than your story.
Oh, good Lord. Here we go. I got another one for you.
Okay, you go ahead. Get your stories out.
How do you think Steak and Eggs got started?
Steak and Eggs got started because the cow growers had extra meat left over in the morning and they needed to cook it so that it wouldn't spoil.
Damn, you made that up. That was pretty good. You made that shit up.
Yeah, am I right?
No, you're absolutely wrong.
Oh.
But I felt like it was some good story shit going on there. You had me believing it for a second. But no, some guy... in NASA, one of the flight, we call them the flyers. one of the astronauts had it for breakfast because it's like, you know, high in protein and it kept them full for all day. Come off your phone, man. I told you about this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Okay, I was getting off. The phone.
Fly. I lost that word. Oh, damn. What are they called again?
One of the flyers.
One of the flyers, yo.
Oh, my gosh. Fly. Yep. I'm still making this a clip.
Oh, my goodness. Funny. The astronauts. Yeah, they had that for breakfast.
Even how you say astronauts.
Astronauts. Astronauts.
Go. Keep telling the story. You got it.
That's pretty much it, man. That's how steak and eggs became a big thing.
Because one of the astronauts liked to eat it.
They started that whole damn trend.
with steak and eggs.
Interesting.
And it brought me back to a story because our son, he made me steak and eggs for breakfast because, you know, he thinks he's a chef now, right?
Yeah, he does, with his meat boiler.
And he was like, "Dad, I put you on a steak and eggs, didn't I?" I just laughed. I was like, "Are you friggin' serious? Man, I've been on this planet like 20 something years longer than you. You think you put me on a steak and eggs?"
And you haven't been on the planet 20 something years longer than him.
But okay.
You haven't.
Okay.
Well, you were
a couple of years younger.
You're a teenager. Let everyone know that you were a teen father. Say it. Let them know.
I'm not going to say it like it was a bad thing. Okay. When I had him, I thought it was the end of my life. When I was that young. I really did. When I had my son, and I knew, I was like, "Oh, this is the end of my life. Oh my God, I ain't gonna be able to do nothing." But hey man, look at me now, man. I was able to still do all types of things. Come off that phone, man, and put it away, man. We are in the middle of a show here.
Sorry, everyone, but I'm getting important text messages.
I know it's important, but right now this is important. This is what we're doing at the moment.
Okay.
And it can wait a little while longer.
Okay.
All right, so that was the icebreaker.
I still want to tell my story now.
You got the floor.
Okay, so my story is better than both of your stories combined. Yeah. All right. So there is a marsupial in Australia called the cuoka.
What the fuck is a marsupial? It's an animal, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. A kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
It's a marsupial, yeah.
You That's know, what a kangaroo
is
animals
called? That have a pouch.
Kangaroo that has a pouch.
It's a marsupial.
Man, you can. I don't know what the hell.
It's a type of animal.
But you said kangaroo.
Yeah, is a marsupial.
Okay, so any animal with a pouch, that's what it's called.
Yes.
Gotcha. How many animals are there with pouches?
I didn't know because I thought it was only kangaroos. But now I know there's another one, and it's called a cuoka. Q-U-O-K-K-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is called the happiest animal on earth. That's
the happiest animal on earth.
The happiest animal on earth. And if you look at it, it's really cute. It looks like a little brown koala bear and it looks like it's smiling. It is an adorable little animal, right? But here's the kicker. When it gets scared, it will pull its baby out of its pouch and throw it at the predator and run away.
What?
Yes. It will throw it at whatever is coming for it.
When it gets scared.
It will take the baby. It
takes its kin.
It's not its kin, it's baby.
Frozen.
And throws it at the predator and runs away. That's what one article said.
It takes the baby. Wow.
Yes. And then, but I want to clarify something else also. So one article said that it throws it at them. Then another one said that it just takes it out the pouch and throws it on the ground. And the baby that's inside is called a joey. And the joey will be kicking and screaming.
Yo, that is, what's the name of the animal?
A cuoka, Q-U-O-K-K-A.
I'll have to look that one up.
And listen, and then the little baby one is screaming on the ground and it'll distract the predator and then the mom can get away.
That is friggin' crazy.
Yes. But here's a couple other things about this animal. So now I'm totally fascinated, right? So also, it takes only 27 days for the baby to be fully gestated and then it goes into the pouch and it stays in there for an additional 6 months before it comes out of the pouch. So when it mates just this one time and it has the joey, if the joey happens to die, it has reserve joeys that's like back in its uterus, I suppose. And so if that joey ends up, you know, not making it because the mom had to throw it on the ground, another one just goes into the pouch like a Pez machine.
Getting loaded.
Like the Pez machine, because now they have like so many in reserves in a just like a like basically like a frozen state, like our frozen embryos, and it doesn't have to mate again because it mated already that one time. So the babies are just like kind of hanging out waiting. So that's probably why the mom is like, so this is also the other funny part. I told my mom about this animal this weekend and my mom started laughing. And I was like, what's so funny? She's like, well, you know, I know what's going on with that animal. It says, I can get another one of these. I can't get another one of myself. That's why it's throwing its baby away. And then I was like, oh, that's cruel. Until I read about the fact that my mom was right without even knowing about the animal because it had extra inside of its body that it was going to spit into there. So can you just imagine this? This is what I imagine. The little animal, it throws the Joey out. Here's the Joey. Wow, 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 wow. On the ground, right? It's getting torn alive. The mom feels nothing. And then by the time she makes it to safety, another one pops into there. And she's like, oh, little Joey, I love you so much. I'll never let anything happen to you. And then something comes and scares. And she's like, ah, take that one out.
Take the next one. Damn, man. Yeah, that's wild, man. That's something else.
And she promises all of them that she loves them and will never let anything happen to them.
Over here making shit up now.
And she kills them all.
You're just adding on to the story. This is what makes you a good storyteller.
She kills them all.
Because you tell them about the cat with the two heads.
Well, listen.
The cat with the two heads.
First of all, the cat did not have two heads. Okay, so we live next door to a guy. Do you think I can say his real name?
No.
We live next door to a guy. We'll call him Carlos, right? So Carlos used to always have all the cats, like the neighborhood stray cats. He would always be ushering them into his home. And he always had the cats. And then the cats would be making weird noises and sad and scared noises all the time in there with him. Like all the time. We're like, what's going on with these cats? And it was just always weird and we'd ignore it. But then,
hold on, was he a black guy, white guy? What he was?
He was Latino.
He was Latino. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
And then so one day the cat that was my brother's, they thought this was their pet cat. They named the cat Blackie. No, was it Blackie or Midnight? Because they had two black cats that they loved. One they named Midnight and it got ran over in the middle of the street. And my mom went outside with a shovel to hide it so that they wouldn't see what happened.
Your mom actually went out there and did that and shoveled the cat off the street?
Well, maybe she sent my dad to do it.
Yeah, I can't see your mom doing that.
Maybe she sent my dad to do it. I don't remember, but I know that we were the ones that collected the cat. Either that, here, back to the point. So Carlos had all the cats, right, in the yard. And I think I've told this story before. And this particular cat, Blackie or Midnight, whichever one of the cats, came back and it had all these little kittens. And the kittens were deformed. Their heads were bigger than their bodies to the point where they would walk around dragging their heads like they couldn't lift their heads up. And to me, it looked like they had human faces. So I think...
You don't even have to say it. Yeah, I think, look, we do audio dramas. I think they can use their imagination on this one right here.
So I'm just saying, and I never liked that man. And if he was harming those cats, I hope something happened to him, because I'm telling you, this lady or this kitten, the cat.
I never believed the story, you guys. I never believed the story.
Until a true story.
Angel's brother came and said the exact same friggin' story.
I'm telling you, these were cat humans. And then my brothers were trying to like put sticks under their heads so that they could learn to hold their heads up.
Are you playing with the cats? You're playing with the cat, yo.
They're trying to help them live. I was afraid of them. I'm looking out the window, but my brothers are out there trying to save cats' lives, but they all end up dying.
Yeah, man.
They never grew up.
Yeah,
you know why they're dragging their heads on the ground?
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, you heard it here first. Oh, what about the other one? Oh man, I'm about to turn you guys off of vanilla. You have to help me remind me of the story, because I don't quite remember what animal it was.
Oh, okay. So back in the day, they were trying to find a way to make artificial vanilla flavoring. Vanilla is expensive, growing vanilla beans, the work of extracting it, blah, blah, blah. So imitation vanilla extract. I don't know who the person was that went out there and decided to give this a try. But there is a particular anal excretion from a beaver. And
that's what it was, a beaver.
They were collecting it because it had a similar taste to vanilla. And that's how they made vanilla extract for a long time. So it is anal secretions from beavers. So when you go, it's, what is it called? Colostrum. Yeah, I think that's the name of it. So if you ever go to like the 99 cent store and you try to buy that vanilla extract and you read the back and it says colostrum or something's in it, you are eating beaver anal excretions. So have fun with that. But they say they, now we have so many chemicals, it's actually more expensive to go and collect the excretions from the beaver. So now the chemical makeup is mostly, yeah, it's the artificial extraction for imitation vanilla.
That's what they tell us, but we really don't know what the hell's in that.
They still put the colostrum or whatever, they still put it in colognes and perfumes.
But the beaver had to be alive for them to be able to extract that, right? How were they doing that?
But who decided to taste it?
What were they putting on? I know, that's the next thing.
Who decided to taste it?
Yo, that's some nasty shit. I just imagine the gloves going on and somebody actually having to go in there and get the beaver off.
Look, I did not expect this episode to go here today.
That's some wild shit, yo.
Yes, oh yes. I forgot about that story. I think I tried to put it out of my head. That someone was out there licking beaver bottoms. That's nasty.
That is nasty as hell. All right. We done. That's enough of the icebreakers.
Oh, the ice is broken. It's disintegrated. It's melted.
All right, man. Lion lessons, man. What we got? What we got on the agenda for the week?
So actually, you know, last week we skipped it because we had the update from the young lady with her boyfriend and the pervy dad. But we already had a couple people write in to you for fitness stuff.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. So, man, keep collecting those and we can maybe do an episode where we kind of dedicate to those questions. I don't want to do it right now, though.
You're shady.
I ain't shady.
Yeah, you are. Because that's what I was prepared to talk about.
You were?
Yes.
Shit. If they really want to listen to me, they go listen to Flex on them. But no. No. So we can push that back and wait.
Okay.
We can push that back. I give them a small tip. Here's a small tip for you guys, man. Intermittent fasting works. It works. Look, this is what I did. This was my secret thing to lose the weight. I ran intermittent fasting for about two months and I lost a good bit of weight on it. But what I would do is I would have my last meal at 8 o'clock and I wouldn't eat till the next day until like 12, 1 o'clock. And it was tough, man, and I would work out too. So like I would have my last meal at 8 o'clock, go to bed. I would wake up. I would go to the gym early morning and I would come home and I would be starving, but I wouldn't break it until about 12, 1 o'clock.
And then at 1 o'clock, he'd be in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru ordering doggone milkshake.
Don't listen to her. When I was cutting and I got down to 9% body fat, that's what it took. I had to do that. And yeah, it was, It was tough.
I have something else to tell you guys.
When
about
you listen, hold on a second.
So,
when you intermittent, when you fast,
he got down to 9%.
Listen to me. Don't listen to Angel right now.
He had liposuction.
I have liposuction. What? What?
Guys is a fraud. Jesus.
If y'all believe that shit,
oh my God.
Shame on you.
He had liposuction. And I'm going to tell Look, you. And he also...
I ain't even going to lie, though. Here's the thing. I ain't even going to lie. If I can get my lower belly fat tucked a little bit, I'll probably fucking do it. Look.
And this is the cruel part about it. He made me in London be the ones to suck the fat out of him while he was under the anesthesia of Crown Royal. And it was very hard getting all the fat off his abs the way we had to.
Don't listen to Angel, man. She's feeding y'all some bullshit right now.
London is still traumatized.
But seriously, seriously, all jokes aside, no, I didn't have no fucking lipo. Let's get that clear.
He did, because I did it with my own hands, guys. You have to hear me out. Goodness. At home liposuction, don't try it, but he made me do it.
I ain't listening to Angel right now. I'm going back. Like I was saying, when you do that and you fast like that and you work out, it's almost like having a, if look, it's almost like a fat burn. If anybody's tried fat burns, and I suggest you don't.
He burned the fat. He would have himself drink the Chick-fil-A drink and then have me come and hop on his stomach so that it all would go.
You guys see why we're in this business? Because this one over here has got quite an imagination. This is what she does.
He's all like, I've made a mistake. I ate a whole large size Chick-fil-A milkshake that's made with ice cream. And now I'm going to lose all of my abs. What am I to do? And he make me take the roller, you know, for rolling cookies. And I had to roll over his stomach back and forth to loosen up all the fat juices. And then I had to go upstairs and jam into his belly button a plastic pipe filter, the bendable kind.
Yeah, we did and that. And we're going to do Angel next. It's Angel turn next.
And then I don't know what else did I see, because I follow this guy.
She ain't too much Red Vines.
I haven't had any Red Vines in a long time.
Oh, you'll be back on them real soon.
Oh yeah, don't worry. The day the Forgiven launches, no one's gonna be able to stop me. I'm gonna have Red Vines, I'm gonna have sparkling cider, I'm gonna have ginger ale, I'm going to have, what other candy do I, now laters. I'm also going to have donuts, and I'm going to have Bluebell homemade ice cream, all of that sitting on the table. Mm. It's going to be amazing.
I'm sure.
It's going to be so good. And I'm going to eat all of it. Ooh, and some ceviche and
shit. Now we're rambling on now. Let's get to the show.
This is the show.
So anyway, the point is, we're going to get Angel liposuction done. Same way she did it to me.
No. If I'm getting liposuction, I need to go to an actual facility, because I want them to suck it out my stomach and put it in my
body. And another thing, ladies, don't do that shit, man. If you ain't already working out or keeping some type of workout schedule, man. Too many times I hear ladies doing that and they have no workout plans. You rebound back so fast if you don't have some type of routine going. And it's crazy the amount of women that I hear saying they're doing it and they're not working out. They just do it. And then months later, same shit's happening. You're putting back on the weight. It makes no sense.
All I know is that if I get liposuction, they're going to suck it out my bottom. Out my stomach. Out my stomach.
And don't suck it away from the ass. We need the ass now.
And they're going to insert it into my bottom. And I'm going to have a perfect bubble butt. And all I'm going to wear is bikini pants. I don't care if I'm going to work, church, anywhere.
I'm not with artificial asses.
Yes, you are.
Nope.
Yeah, because I'm going to get one. You watch. Soon
you got girls out here and that shit sliding out their asses.
Starts making big.
Isn't the silicone pat the silicone?
I'm not getting
sliding out the asses.
It's not silicone. It's gonna be my own fat from my body that they're going to take and transfer. I don't
need that sliding out your ass either.
It's a fat transfer, and then I'm gonna have them transfer the fat from my stomach into my bottom.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so there is one question that came in. But it was just a direct question. There's no story behind it or anything. It's just a question with your opinion.
All right, we're already 24 minutes in. Let's get going.
We're not really 24 minutes in, but I'll let you say that.
No, we are. We're actually 24 minutes in.
Okay. With that being said, which I don't think is true. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
All right, so there's a young lady who reached out, and she wanted to know, what you thought was the appropriate age for a single mom to send her son to go live with his dad full time.
Yes. Oh, man. Say that one more time so I can get my thoughts together.
So she wants to know what you thought was the right age for a single mom to send her son to go live with his dad full time.
So I think around, 10 and 12.
You heard it here. 10 and 12 months.
10 and 12 months? Really?
He is no. Daddy ready. Look, he
between,
is daddy
between
ready.
The ages of 10 and 12 years old, I believe, is probably a prime age for them to go live with pops.
Don't let them take your life like that. Take that baby
that
to his daddy.
That doesn't mean
10
that,
months, he could be weaned by then if you choose to.
And you said it was a direct question. If you want to get into the weeds of this, we can.
Send that baby home to the daddy the moment. Look,
don't even bring him home from the hospital. There's a reason why I say that, because I believe
just push him out and give him to the dad.
I believe.
You go live your best life. It's about to be a hot girl summer.
I believe that there's an age where little boys should be with their mothers. And at some point, you know, it's time for daddy to really step in, especially if you guys are separated or whatever the situation may be. Obviously, the pop should definitely be involved well before that point, hopefully. I would hope that he's not seeing him at 12. What are you doing?
I'm minding my
You're holding your nose is what you're doing.
Yeah. But there is a piercing inside of there.
Okay, but chill out, because that looks disturbing from over here.
Well, all I was doing was turning it the other direction.
So, I feel like at that point, it's so young, right? But from 10 to 12, that have a little bit more faculties, a bit more aware of what's going on, a bit more receptive. And I think that's probably like the prime time to start teaching them man things.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care. 10 months, 10 minutes. If I feel like it's time for you to be the daddy 100% of the time, that's the time I say. Immediately.
You ain't being serious about the question.
I'm not.
Mm-mm.
You shouldn't have me in here recording so late.
Me?
Yeah.
Not this time. That's you this time.
Stop.
I wait. No, ain't no stop. I was waiting for you.
It wasn't me. Hello?
Yeah. I'm like done with you right now. I don't even know what else to say.
It's been a smorgasbord.
I felt like you could have expanded or helped expand on this a little bit more.
What? She asked a direct question.
I understand it, but damn, you have to be so cut and dry. Well, I answered the question. You could have added a little something to it.
I did add what I think.
You added some bullshit is what you added.
It's my truth.
That's bullshit.
I spoke my truth.
You didn't speak no truth.
I spoke my truth. Mm-hmm.
Say it again so I can hear it.
I don't care if it's been 10 years, 10 months, or 10 minutes. If you need to have yourself a hot girl summer, whatever moment, go and send that baby to live with the dad so that you can live your best life. Immediately.
Yeah, you're talking a bunch of bullshit.
All right. Anyway, maybe so. With that being said, guys, The Forgiven is coming oh so soon. Be looking out for the trailer really soon. And then the show is going to be not too long after that. So we're excited.
Oh, let me do this before we jump off too. So let me see. Where is that? Yo, big up. And we need some reviews, guys, man. Need you guys leaving some reviews, man. If you like the show and you keep coming back and you listen every single week and you've been hanging in there with us, man, come on, man. Make sure you take that moment, you know, quick minute, and leave us a nice little review, man. Hit that 5-star button. We'd really appreciate it. But with that being said, man, big up to Steely Kai. Is that how you pronounce the name?
Just say Kai.
Steely Kai.
No, I didn't say that. I said just say Kai.
Well, that's what it's supposed to hear. Anybody else can read
it's
the same thing.
Steel.
Okay, corrected. I stand corrected. Mike Ernest. Big up, Mike Ernest. Big up to M. Glaze 33. Big up to the Unpopular Realist. Big up to VSDJHS. Big up to HD Marsh. Big up to Imani Blair. So big up, and I can keep going on and on. Clever for you. Big up, French boy. So respect, appreciate the reviews, man. And yeah, I'm gonna keep that little trend going, man. So y'all, you know, keep showing us some love and giving us some reviews, and I'll shout you guys out.
Oh, that's beautiful. And finally, before we end, big up to Daisy, Miss D, host of Double Dose of Raw Talk. I'm making it to her 1 year anniversary. You are amazing.
Yes.
Keep winning. Yes. Keep shining. Keep growing. Yeah, happy keep exploring. Anniversary. All of that. You look beautiful in everything that you posted today. I hope that you had a wonderful podversary. And with that,
hold up. Tell the people where they can find her.
Oh, you can find her everywhere that you listen to podcasts. So that could be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere that you listen. And make sure you check her out. And make sure you leave a review for her also on Instagram. She's DoubleDose_of_RawTalk. If you don't get that or remember that, just go to our Instagram and search through our followers, because we follow her. Because
or you can just put it in the show notes.
Or I can put it in the show notes.
You're Angel right. Tripping. It's late. Let's go ahead and end this.
All right. Bye, you guys.
Catch you next week.